industry. Many of the organizations and the people within the organizations are struggling. Come to this bi-state-wide webinar series to learn more from mental health experts and fellow arts leaders. Registration is on Zoom. February 25th at 7 p.m., Midwest Poets Series, Nicole Seeley. Enjoy a live virtual poetry reading from Nicole Seeley, MFA, author of Ordinary Beast and The Animal After Whom Other Animals Are Named. Presented by Rockhurst University, admission is free with registration. The Arts KC Go calendar is a partnership between Arts KC and KKFI in support of arts in our region. See the full calendar at kkfi.org/artskcgo.
This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, and you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Wednesday. You're listening to Art Speak Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm your host, Maria Vasquez-Boyd, and Art Speak Radio is playing now and streaming live audio at kkfi.org. We have a great lineup, you know. We're just so fantastically blessed with creative people here in Kansas City. Today's show, we have Sarah Van Landite. We also have Susanna Lee. And the second half of our hour, we have Angie Kane Hedjuk and Wolf Brack. And so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. So I want to say that last week we had our winter pledge drive, and so there were so many generous folks who support this radio station, and I want to give another heartfelt thank you to supporters for Art Speak Radio on KKFI. Thank you so very much. You make a difference. Jim Svetlik, he sponsored a challenge for the program. He's with State of the Art Picture Framing. Thank you so very much, Jim. Also, we want to say thank you to Joelle St. Pierre. She's a huge contributor and really kind of staff with us here at the station, so thank you for that. Anonymous and KCK was a first-time donor, and we're always welcome to have first-time donors and take your money, yes. Also, I want to say thank you to Pamela Taylor, beautiful friend of mine, Betty Choplin, another good friend, Annette Billings, a phenomenal poet in Topeka, Kansas. Also, Angie Kane Hedgeduck. You'll hear from her later on in this broadcast. Also, Becky Villa, my cousin, John Du Bois, a good friend, Diane Hightower, a great supporter of the station, Lisa Rode Villa, good friend of mine, and cousin, Wolf Brack, who will be on the show again later this hour, to Shafia Strickland, my cousin, who I love, Rudy Waldner. We love our Rudy Waldner. He's just a fascinating guest. Hope to have him back soon. Rebecca Smith, thank you so very much, Rebecca, for your generous donation, along with Teresa Dirks. Thank you, Teresa. Wonderful artist. Check her out. Also, Joy Baker donated to the program. We thank her. Kathy Windham, love you, Kathy. She is a huge supporter of the station, Maria Rios, whom I love dearly. And, of course, the incorrigible Heidi Van, who is just a wonderful, creative person in our town. So thank you all so, so very much. I truly appreciate it. I want to turn now to introducing Sarah Van Landite, who is the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Johnson County. Now, the Arts Council of Johnson County enhances the quality of life and the community by strengthening the arts. They're more than just an advocate for the arts. The Arts Council of Johnson County believes that their Johnson County communities have been built on the arts and that those arts are integral to who they are as individuals and communities. So we want to say welcome to Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Maria. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Oh, we love the Arts Council of Johnson County, and, you know, we love what you offer the community. So let's kind of talk about what's happening and have a conversation about how people can get involved and whatnot. So tell us, what do you have?
Well, I was just trying to rack my brain about what I should talk about first, because there seems to be a lot going on, which feels a little counterintuitive given, you know, that we're coming out of a pandemic.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, our one of our biggest events that's coming up rather quickly is our Shooting Stars Gala. And, Maria, you have been on our judges selection committee. I think it's been some years ago, and mm-hmm. I think you've been a judge for us before too.
Yes, I have.
In literature. And so the Shooting Stars program, it is our opportunity to really celebrate and recognize and honor high school seniors in Johnson County who excel in the performing, literary and visual arts. And so the program runs about the length of the school year, and in April we'll be virtual again this year, but we're going to celebrate 93 students who are participating and honor them for their artistic achievement. And so that's something we're really excited about.
That is beautiful. I love that. You know, it makes such a huge difference in the community, into the lives of those individuals. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's such a great program. And to, you know, keep in touch with some of the alumni, you know, who are now college students or out in the career force themselves, and to hear what they're doing and learn about the work and how they're serving their community or how their creative practice is pretty extraordinary. So it's a wonderful thing to be a part of.
You know, and it's just wonderful to be there present and so around so many creative people, individuals, those young folks, you know, whether it's music or poetry or what have you. It's just really encouraging to see them coming up and really playing a role in the creative community.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. And I know, you know, in 2020 and this year, the program will be virtual. Everything's been virtual. So it's a little bit of a different feel, and we don't get to be around all of our fellow creatives and volunteers and advocates at the big in-person gala. But I think it's still a great opportunity to really talk about why the arts are so important in education and the impact that they have in young people's lives.
Absolutely. Now, if you've just joined us on, this is Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd. I'm talking to Sarah Van Landite, who is the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Johnson County. We're talking about just so many different things that are happening with the organization, and we have a lot of ground to cover. But I do want to invite folks to take a look at the website at artsjoco.org, so you can find out more information about events and other things that are happening. So, you know, I appreciate that everything is going virtual. So at least, you know, this program, the Shooting Stars program, was not canceled because, you know, of the pandemic. So, you know, we need the arts right now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a funny story. At the time, it wasn't funny, but last year, we had just sent all of our gala invitations and everything to our mailhouse to be printed and sent, you know, mailed out for the big event. And it was early March, and it was that same day that we got, you know, notice that, the county was, you know, encouraging people to stay home, you know, essentially shutting down. And mm-hmm. So it was a frantic phone call to our to our mailhouse saying, literally, stop the presses, please.
Wow.
So, you know, we have to pivot, and we aren't going to be able to have the in-person event. But I think in all of that chaos and in kind of adrenaline rush, there was also a very there wasn't any kind of choice other than we have to still do this, and we need to, we'll make it virtual, because you know, in a time when it's chaotic and it's a little bit scary and it's unknown and it's anxious, you know, and we're being encouraged to be physically apart from each other, we can't think of a better reason to come together but through the arts and to celebrate students. And that's kind of been our mentality since March 2020 till present, is let's use the arts as an opportunity to help build resilience, to help bring people together, and help talk about how we can help create a connected community moving forward.
Yeah, and one way you did that, you created the take-home art kits, Heart the Arts, right?
Yes, that is... I don't want to toot my own horn, but we are so proud of that program. That's something that developed out of a visual art exhibition that was produced last summer in partnership with Johnston County Museum and the Johnston County Arts and Heritage Center. And again, it was that moment of looking at ourselves and having a conversation and talking about how can we help our community process this? How can we serve them in a time that's, again, stressful, and provide them an opportunity to reflect and to grieve and to process. And so the idea was to put a call out for artists to respond to COVID-19 and to submit artworks to be part of a community exhibition. And the response was overwhelming. It was incredible. The show went up in, I think it was August, and it ran through January of 21. And from that, that exhibition, several companion programs were developed, and one of them was, it's continuing through this month, our take-home art kits for families. And again, it was that idea of how can we use art as an opportunity to help people process, to build resiliency. And so we reached out to our partners at Johnston County Mental Health Center and said, we have this idea. We want to create take-home art kits, hand them out to the community for free. We want them to be for families and kids. But we think it's also an opportunity to help families have a conversation about what's happening in the world. And so Johnston County Mental Health developed these great questions for families and kids to talk about while they're doing these art projects inspired by the Artists Respond to COVID exhibition. And, you know, the art kits, I think we launched those in January of 21 this year. And we are on our last round, our last 100, and they should probably be done by March. Mm-hmm. But it's been, the response has been wonderful, and the feedback we've gotten has been wonderful. So it's been a great thing to do at home when it's super cold and you can't go outside.
Yeah, how can you not love it? You're making art in the comfort of your home. And you did mention that they're free, and you can say that because you are not for profit. But now, so you have more kits available, or are you kind of running out, or where are you in terms of your limitation on the art kits?
Yeah, we have more available. This is our last round. What we did is we took five artworks from the show, five artists, and used those artworks as inspiration to create these art prompts or creative activity prompts. And then in the bags, you'll have the prompt, and we provided some supplies. And so we are on our last artist. There's about 100 kits left, and they are at the Johnston County Arts and Heritage Center. So you can come pick them up and take them home and create something awesome.
Right. And the Arts Center, the Arts Council of Johnston County is located at 8788 Metcalf Avenue, Suite 2500, Overland Park, Kansas. Phone number is 913-894-2720. artsjoco.org for more information is their website. So terrific. Yeah, and I do want to mention before I forget, a creative conversation that's happening tonight, right?
Oh, yes. Another great program, right? That came out of COVID. So we've launched a creative conversation. It's every Wednesday at 3 p.m. It's hosted on our Facebook Live on the Arts Council of Johnston County's Facebook. We're inviting creative people, entrepreneurs, change makers, folks to come on and talk about their work they're doing. And so today is Susan Mung, the superintendent of culture for Johnson County Park and Recreation District. And earlier this month, we had Godfrey Riddle from Civic Saint, and he also works for Arts KC, and then Elena Page Thomas, who owns Next Page Talent Agency and is a dancer in the community. And all of the videos, all of our conversations are recorded, and so you can access them on our YouTube, or you can find them on our Facebook page.
Terrific. Great. And is there anything that we missed that we should mention to our listeners?
I guess I would say that time goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
I would mention one other thing. We've just opened a new exhibition in partnership again with Johnson County Arts and Heritage Center, and it's at the Arts and Heritage Center. It's our Place of Peace visual arts exhibition for military veterans. And this year we are featuring 9 veterans who are also artists. And it's photography, it's painting, it's I think some glass work maybe. But it's really beautiful work, and it's a great way to showcase another side of veterans in our community. And that exhibition will be up through August 6, 2021.
Is there anything connected with that exhibition, a talk or any sort of virtual event connected with that?
I will say there will be. We are planning those, but we're hoping to have maybe an artist talk or two, a virtual artist talk or two, and some panel conversations, and possibly another round of art kits inspired by this exhibition's work.
Well, you know, see, this is one of the things that we love about Arts Council of Johnson County. There's so much out there for people to get involved and people to get interested in. And so, you know, we're just blessed to have you here and in the community. So thank you, Sarah Van Landite. She is the executive director of the Arts Council of Johnson County. For more information, their website is artsjoco.org. And again, tonight is a Facebook Live event, a creative conversation with Susan Mung, who is the superintendent of the Culture Division at the Johnson County Arts and Heritage Center. Is that where the old King Louis was?
It is.
Yeah, I love that place.
It is a beautiful building.
It is. You know, and I'm so grateful that it wasn't bulldozed like, you know, we have a tendency to do here in the city. It's just really beautiful as a refurbished, you know, building for your organization and others and you know, to meet there and, you know, serve the community. So grateful for that. The Arts Council of Johnson County, located at 8788 Metcalf Avenue. And yeah, that was the old King Louis back in the day.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Sarah, please come back to the program anytime you would like to talk about upcoming events or have something going on. I know for more information, the website is best to take a look at for updated information. But we thank you so much for what you do in the community, and thank you for being a part of ArtSpeak Radio today.
Well, Maria, thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do for the community, too, and I am grateful for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much. And we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after these messages.
Support for KKFI by Metropolitan Community College. For more than 100 years, Metropolitan Community College has served as an accessible pathway for education and career development in Kansas City. With more than 120 degree and certificate programs, internship opportunities, and flexible scheduling, students can customize their MCC experience to match their goals and interests. Discover campus locations and learn more at mcckc.edu. MCC, your college, your future.
Spine-tingling suspense, comedy, historical drama, and more. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater, right here on KKFI. Every week, Fridays at noon, Agatha Christie, The Bickersons, and the all-new Kansas City 1924. Fridays at noon.
Her hand, he told her, never will I leave you, my love. But just as soon as he
thanks for tuning in to ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd. We're so happy to have you listening with us today. I just finished a conversation with Sarah Van Landite. And up next, we have the lovely and talented, oh, she's so talented, Susanna Lee, who's a comedian, writer, author, and she's going to talk about Nerve Tonic, comedy, stories, life coaching, and it's going to be live streamed. So welcome, Susanna.
Hi.
So happy to have you. I love when you're in person, but we'll take you out on the phone. But this is going to be a terrific night, right? That happens on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's talk about it.
And first of all, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely.
I always love doing your show. miss your face in person, of course, but hearing your voice is lovely as well.
Thank you, my friend.
Nerve Tonic is on Saturday. It's probably it's my newest project, and I'm really, really happy with it, really proud of it. We did one live event before the pandemic started last year. This time we're doing it live stream through Barrel of the Bottoms. They're doing a lot of live stream shows, keeping comedy alive in Kansas City and safe comedy. Well, comedy in a safe way. So Nerve Tonic is a two-part show. First, I present myself and three other comedians telling you stories of times that we have been in tricky or sticky situations in life. Maybe times we've messed up or things have just gotten a little out of hand and, you know, how those situations have resolved.
Oh, I can't relate. Sorry.
I'm sure not. Yeah. No artists have ever been in difficult or tricky situations. The second half is like the really special part, the part that's really, really dear to my heart. I mean, of course, stories are too, but the second part is where I feel as though we give back. With our life experience, we use that to help give advice, peer counseling, life coaching, whatever you'd like to call it, to the audience members. This time we're going to be doing that virtually via chat or DM. We're working on ways to get actual callers in. And I like this because I think... I mean, I've been in therapy for, I couldn't even count the years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm in my 40s, so I've probably been in therapy for at least 60 years. but my problem is I can never get fully comfortable with a therapist not knowing anything about their life background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, educational background is one thing, but I always worry that my life is going to be a little bit too much for them. And if mm-hmm. they haven't been in more difficult situations, more, you know, out-of-the-box situations, I don't really know that I can trust their advice. I want advice from people who have actually lived life, not just read about it in textbooks. So I feel as though hearing people's stories before you ask them for advice, it creates a comfort that might not be there. There's less worry that you're going to be judged.
No, I agree. You know, and with this performance, I love that it's interactive. So it's not just the audience sort of, the viewer sort of just kind of watching passively, but they're vested in this performance and can just text you or send you messages.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's brilliant. I love it. Yeah.
I really, I'm so happy that we're able to, you know, find ways to make things work. I think that our ability to adapt and the way it's helped us evolve as people, as artists, I really think that's such a, beautiful byproduct of what a difficult, difficult time we're in.
You know, and it also proves, I think, how resourceful we are as human beings. I think we've maybe kind of forgot that fact or rediscovered that. So, I know that a lot of performers and musicians and all are finding different venues. They're finding different ways to really be able to continue their performance, whether it's live stream or an actual outside event. I know, you know, like on the lawn of the Nelson or whatever. I think it's really important to keep that viable. And I've talked to a lot of people that have said, yeah, this was surprisingly a very creative time for me, where they've written more or produced more or, you know, whatever it is, more. But we love this.
Man, kudos to them.
I know, right?
I've watched maybe everything on Netflix, everything on Hulu. I've,
yeah, but
see, my creativity, it's been spurts.
But see, here's the thing with you. You know, I think you just seeing that and hearing what you've done, I think it's kind of like it's in your Rolodex, because you've never been at a loss for something creative, Susanna Lee. I mean, it's just been, you've just been phenomenal. You've just been one of my favorites to watch here in town. You know, talking about Nerve Tonic Comedy Stories, live coaching, live streamed, how can people find out more about it or get connected with that?
Well, there is a ton of information on the Barrel of the Bottoms website, which is barrelofthebottoms.com. It's an independent venue in Kansas City, and I'm so happy that they're surviving this. They're making it through the pandemic, because they do a lot of really special shows there, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't see at mainstream comedy clubs. You really get a chance to kind of explore the avenues and the areas of the art form of stand-up comedy that don't really get a lot of mainstream coverage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I love that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Live stream from Barrel of the Bottoms, excuse me. That's happening Saturday, February 27th at 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So it's a two-part show that features a curated handful of professional comedians who begin by telling you true stories about their own lives. You sit down and listen to your troubles. Then they sit down and listen to your troubles before offering their practical advice on how to fix yours. It's just a recipe for fun. It really is.
Yeah. And, you know, not all the advice might work for you. I don't know if I would say it's practical advice. I don't know if I'd say it's always great advice, but it is practical.
Well, you know, just to be heard and put it out there, that's going to be fun. So we're looking forward for a really good time. Susanna Leaf, we love you. And I hope to see you live performing, you know, sometime before the end of the year. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that happens. I know with all the vaccinations that are taking place and all, you know, hopefully we'll be able to see you in person and give you that big old hug, because I absolutely adore you, Susanna Leaf.
I adore you too, Maria. Thank you so much. I cannot wait for that in-person hug. That's ultimate, you know?
Well, and I think, you know, I think you're one of the most brilliant writers that I know. So I'm very happy to meet up with you and have you on the show or talk to you by phone. So great. Nerve Tonic Comedy Stories Life Coaching live streamed Saturday, February 27th from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Find more information at Barrel of the Bottoms and what, possibly on Facebook too?
You can go to the Barrel of the Bottoms page on Facebook, and they have plenty of information and all the links that you could possibly ever need in your life.
Lots of links.
Yeah.
Great. Susanna Lee, thank you so much for sharing your time with us, and my best to you, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much.
You bet, kiddo. Take care now. Thanks. And we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this.
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in cinemas or streaming.
Bobby Joe, Under the Influence, is a documentary of a woman here in Kansas City who had really sordid, soul-robbing life experiences from her addictions. And the documentary focuses on how she uses those experiences to not only help herself, but to rise above and help others.
In fact, Susan, Bobby Joe Reed has helped over 8,000 people battle addiction and get their lives back on track. This is a very powerful personal story that shows how she went from being a teenage addict and prostitute, abused and abandoned, living under some container trailers, to creating the nonprofit Healing House. Today, that organization has 14 houses and a number of apartments in the Kansas City area that provide shelter and services for people with stories similar to Bobby Joe.
She has photographs that help bring her story to life, and it's fairly depressing. But as she continues to explain how she was able to move from victim to healer, that's impressive.
The husband and wife filmmaking team of Brent and Donna Jones had successful careers making commercials, but poured themselves into this project after hearing Bobby Joe tell her story at a church meeting. They've done an impressive job of turning that story into a compelling movie that includes interviews with her employees, most of whom were also former addicts.
This documentary is not simply a bunch of talking heads. I think mental health professionals and people with addiction in their lives would find this documentary inspiring.
And I think that would be true for anyone who sees this movie. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.
What is about? There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating. Newspapers shout, a new style is growing, but it don't know if it's coming or going. There is fashion, there is fact, some is good, some is bad, and the joke is rather sad, that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Do we love our Shirley Bassey history repeating? Thank you so much for tuning in to KKFI. and ArtSpeak Radio. Yay, 90.1 FM KKFI. We're happy to have you on board or listening to us online at kkfi.org. You know what? Next up, I have on the phone, I have Angie Van Hyduk and Wolf Brack, and they're talking, they're representing Interurban Art House. Angie is the Chief Executive Officer. Wolf Brack is the Operations Manager, and we want to say hello to both Angie and Wolf. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yay, happy to have you on board. So, you know, we love the Interurban Art House. It was founded and developed by local community artist Nicole Emanuel. They began in 2011 as a series of conversations with artists, arts organizations, civic and business leaders. It's clear that there was a void in the arts resources and studio facilities for Northeast Kansas. So we're going to talk with Angie and Wolf about what's happening currently, and I think Angie's going to talk about the work of art, business classes for creatives, which is a curriculum created by Springboard for the Arts. Is that right, Angie?
Yeah, that's correct. Springboard for the Arts is an organization based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they create amazing curriculum that is free for organizations to use, and we're acting as a pilot for this work of art program in the Kansas City area. It's a 12-chapter curriculum. There's a full workbook that goes along with it that's free to download. Those who sign up to take the classes are also welcome to pick up a hard copy of the 212-page workbook, which is pretty awesome, chock full of toolkits and worksheets to push yourself in your business practice. It's designed for creatives at all levels, whether you're just getting started or you have a business that's up and running and you're just wanting to look at it through a new lens or polish up what it is that you you do. The chapters include career planning, time management, portfolio kit, marketing, promotions, engaging customers, pricing, record keeping, legal considerations, business plans, funding, and grant writing. So it's a really inclusive, it encapsulates everything that you would need to know to wrap your arms around your business practice. We offer the sessions on Mondays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. We wanted to have a couple different time slots to meet folks where they were available. And you can join in on any of them that are available. You don't have to take all of them. You can register on our website at interurbanarthouse.org. We have partnered with the Kansas City Artists Coalition on this curriculum. That's and how terrific. We're rolling it out to the community. We wanted to make sure that it was available to as many creatives as possible, and we're grateful for that partnership and excited about the collaboration that is occurring with our members and their members, and the cross-pollination of ideas and accountability that's coming out of the group.
Wow. You know, it sounds like everything you didn't learn in art school, because, I mean, when I was in art school a million years ago, you know, it wasn't a practice really that was taught throughout, you know, the college campus. And even still, I think artists that didn't attend college or whatnot will really benefit from this series of, classes, business classes, because, you know, you may be great at art and, you know, promoting yourself and whatnot, but there really, truly is an important aspect to be an artist, and that's the business sense, the business part of being an artist, and that's so very helpful. So the website is interurbanarthouse.org for more information about that. What a terrific opportunity for artists, you know, and I would even think for other people who are interested in the arts to really become better rounded in terms of what it takes to you know, market yourself and promote yourself and whatnot. So, yeah, terrific program.
Yeah, absolutely. The facilitators are Clarissa Knighton, who is a local jewelry designer, and Katie Van Dieren, who is the founder and curator of Strawberry Swing. So the facilitators have their own unique point of view experiences that they're bringing to the table, and it's just a really lively, fun class.
I love it.
And I think it's really approachable as well. It's not something grounded in academia where it may feel overwhelming for someone who doesn't necessarily think with that side of their brain. So it's a really safe place to learn.
Terrific. Yeah. You know, and I do have to say that we have a couple of things to air right now. So we're going to be right back with Angie Kane, Hi Duke, and Wolf Brack right after this.
Support for KKFI comes from Community Lending of America. Their Community Minute for February spotlights the nonprofit Care Beyond the Boulevard, whose mission is to provide high-quality medical and mental health care and support to the homeless and underserved populations of Kansas City outside the bounds of traditional health care settings, becoming a force for health care equality and social change. In nearly 5 years of service, they've helped thousands of individuals right where they live. Learn more about Care Beyond the Boulevard this month at Community Lending of America's site, CLAKC.com.
Hi, I'm Groovy Grant, welcoming you to join me every Wednesday, 3 p.m. until 6 p.m., right here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, a vintage classic format designed to educate and increase the awareness of accomplishments and contributions made by Afro-Americans. Now that's every Wednesday, right here on KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
You're listening to Art Speak Radio, and I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd with you Wednesdays, every Wednesday from noon to 1 on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. On the telephone, we have Angie Kane, Hi Duke, and Wolf Brack, and they're with the Interurban Art House. Wolf is the operations manager, and Angie is the chief executive officer. We love Interurban Art House. They provide such a wonderful community of artists and resources there in Northeast Kansas. So thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to shift and talk to Wolf Brack, again, operations manager, because there's so much coming up on your events calendar. In fact, there's even something that's happening tomorrow, right, Wolf?
Correct. And also, there's even something that's happening today.
Get out.
It's not necessarily something that we're putting out, but it is an opportunity for artists, and it's something that, you know, can help any artist, really. But the Kansas Department of Commerce, or the Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission, is hosting an information session about available grants, and it's accessible to everyone via Zoom today at 2 p.m. So I just wanted to get that out there, because I think, you know, it could be helpful to so many artists. You can find the link to it on our website, interurbanarthouse.org. Forgive me, Maria, for jumping in with that.
No,
that's fine. But I didn't want to let the opportunity pass.
No, you know, if it helps the community, yes, yeah, that's fine. But, and then as I mentioned, you have something going on tomorrow, the Morning Brew, is that right?
Mm-hmm, we do. So tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., usually the last Thursday of the month, is our Morning Brew interview with an artist or someone in the arts community. And tomorrow it's with Linnea McKenzie, who is the president and founder of the Advocacy and Awareness Group of Johnson County, which is a group that was formed in direct response to the killing of George Floyd. And they have been hosting, they've hosted marches, they've hosted discussions, and they have produced a docuseries, two docuseries, one called I Am George Floyd, and one called Say Her Name, which interviews Black men and women, Black people in Johnson County, just about their experiences living in Johnson County. And it's been really eye-opening to watch. So wow. I'll be interviewing her tomorrow. It'll air on our Facebook page, Interurban Art House. She's going to tell us a bit about that experience and what she's been going through and what they've been going through with the project.
And that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, Morning Brew.
Correct.
Okay.
And then shall I jump into the rest?
Yeah, please do.
All right. So the next day, Friday, 2/26 at 7 p.m., we'll have our first listening room concert of the year. It's free. It's called Louder Than the Sound. It's produced by a local multi-talented young man who goes by KC2. His name is Kent Crockett II. But he plays guitar, he sings, he's a rapper, he does spoken word, and he's also a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, wow.
So he focuses, he kind of does it all. So he focuses on a lot on like mental health and expressing that through art and how to talk about it, because he works, with kids and teaching them how to do that, but it also translates over into skills for adults. And he's just a talented musician, so it should be a pretty special experience.
Wow,
you can also see that on our website, I'm sorry, on our Facebook page, Friday night at 7 p.m.
Terrific. Yeah. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You got lots.
I will. There is a lot. I'll tell you what. In March, we're gearing up for our annual exhibition that we do in partnership with the UMKC Women's Center. So there's been an ongoing project for over 10 years now called the Her Art Project,
right,
that focuses on art and experiences of women artists in America and beyond. This year, as the conversation around gender fluidity, and as we expand our notions of gender, especially in mainstream society and media and culture, we're switching gears to include non-binary femme artists as well. So the show is called Her Art / Their Art, Intersections and Identity. And it's welcoming to all artists who identify as women or non-binary femme. Basically, it's people who have had the experience of being a woman, being femme, or being perceived as a woman by society, even though, they are not, or may not identify as women. So we just want to open that up and make space for people to share their perspectives, and then that'll open the 19th of March and run through the 16th of April. We've already got some really amazing submissions to this show, so I'm kind of screaming on the inside about it. There's some beautiful things happening. And then the 25th of March, 6:30 p.m., also available via on Zoom, we'll have a panel discussion that's hosted by the Women's Center at UMKC, just called Intersections and Identity, speaking with women, and that's women with an X, about, that X that's being added to the word women, or Latinx, and lots of other terms that, it's trying to be as inclusive as possible, or at least more inclusive, to keep that conversation going and expand on our current definitions of ways that we categorize each other. And so that's with different, they're trans women, non-binary, femme people, cisgendered women, and there'll also be a couple of representatives from UMKC Law Department and from the Women's Center.
Yeah, I love that. Professionals who work with gender rights and discrimination. So that's, that's a great panel to have. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we're hoping that, people will join in with the discussion, because, the more we talk about it, the better.
Absolutely,
I think.
Yeah,
just
sure.
To make things better for as many folks as possible. And then to close that out, April 10th at 7 p.m. on our Facebook page, singer-songwriter Julia Osmer, who is out of California, who's performed with us before, she's putting on another listening room concert, and she's pretty phenomenal.
She is just so wonderfully crazy talented and just so personable. She's been in the studio several times, and she just lights up this place. She just has a certain magic her, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
So that's going to be live streamed on your Facebook page, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's April 10th at 7 p.m. listening room concert with singer-songwriter Julia Osmer. Yeah, and for more information, because I know people are just kind of getting little snapshots of what's happening, and there's a lot. The website is interurbanarthouse.org, and you can find more information about that or sign up for some of these opportunities, like the business classes and whatnot. You can find all that information on their website. Now, Interurban Art House is located at 8001 Newton Street, Overland Park, Kansas. And are you currently open in terms of, you know, the pandemic and kind of low-key on attendance in terms of who can come through the doors?
We are currently closed to the public, but we are available by appointment. So if somebody wanted to make an appointment, they can just email info@interurbanarthouse.org. And we'll work with them to have, make sure that there's a staff member on hand for them to come and see current exhibitions. We'll handle the show with the Women's Center the same way. It will be by appointment.
Okay.
But yeah, just to be safe, we're sticking with the limitations that are in place.
Well, listen, I don't blame you. I mean, here, it would be lovely to see our guests live, face to face, but, we care about one another in the community. So, it's just best that we conduct the interviews over the phone. So I understand. Angie, how are you doing in terms of your art and all? Are you able to make it into the studio there?
Not so much. We're all trying to get in a day or two here and there.
Sure.
And I think Wolf and I are exploring having some regular office hours. I think that our home routines have started to get a little comfy. It's going to be hard to be back in.
Ooh, pajamas and coffee and your dog and your cat. Yeah,
right.
I understand that.
We miss everyone, though.
Truly, truly, truly. And, thank you for again, keeping the arts thriving and flowing. It's so important, I think, for so many of us in this time during the pandemic. I think, like a lot of guests have told me, is that, art saved me. And certainly right now, this has been the case. Is there anything that you all want to add to the end of the conversation as we kind of wind down? Is there something that we left out or you want to repeat? Is there something that, that you want to leave us with?
Well, Angie, you got anything?
Meeting this afternoon at 2 p.m. with the Department of Commerce with the state of Kansas is an incredible opportunity for local artists. So if you even have an inkling of interest, I think you folks should tune into that and learn more.
Yeah.
Nicole Manuel is our local rep for the state with that. So if you don't know Nicole, she's fantastic to work with and can certainly help lead you through that. We miss everyone. We applaud everyone who's staying safe and love seeing everyone stay creative and stay supportive of local arts. We've got a strong community, and we want to see everyone stay safe and healthy.
Very good. Well said. And Wolf?
Nice to talk to you all.
Always good to talk to you. we invite you back anytime. I know you've got a calendar full of information and events going on, but we welcome you back anytime if you want to share with us something of importance or an event or just check in with us. So please do that, would you?
Oh, yeah, we'd love
to.
We'll see you soon, or talk to you soon,
I hope so. Well, thank you, Angie Kane, Hi Duke, and Wolf Brack. We love what you do, and stay safe. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
You too, Maria. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we thank you all for listening to Art Speak Radio. I want to remind you to stay tuned next for Jeff Harshbarger at Jazz Afternoon, 1 to 3, followed by Old G's Hangout from 3 to 6, and then we have Ebony's Bones, 6 to 7 p.m. Thanks to Sarah Van Lendite, Susanna Lee, Angie Kane, Hi Duke, Wolf Brack. Next week, March 3rd, we showcase Bruce Burstert and Clarissa Knighton. And I want to thank you all so very much. I'm going to close out early so I can get this place cleaned up for Jeff. We love you, and stay well. Honey, I'm coming home.
This is Adam Goblin with Hot Club KC, and you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.